All right, Dino, too bad about the crash and the whoops. Otherwise, I think it was a good night. Showed some speed, hung in there. Not too bad.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a little bit disappointed with my overall result. I crashed the first race, was dead last, and then second race was in the mix pretty good and a good battle, and just those whoops caught me. Like, I had, they were kind of kickered out, and like I was leaning to the right, and I just shot directly off the track and yard sailed pretty hard. So definitely felt that one, and yeah, the last one was pretty good. Just, you know, got six, but was kind of like...
You were about there when you crashed in the second one, I think, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I was in that same area, and I was moving forward, which was good, you know. So it's all good. I'm healthy. Like I said, I think these triple crowns are too much. Three 17-lap races. We got probably six riders that got hurt today. But, I mean...
Yeah, your point about this when I talked to you after Glendale, kind of you made some points that night that I think kind of came true tonight.
Right. I mean, some guys did get hurt in practice, but... it's just part racing, but it's just that much more added risk, you know, and it's unfortunate that we had some injured guys tonight, but I'm happy to be healthy, and go again next weekend.
Last week we saw some practice speed from you in qualifying. This week you were fastest after in the first session, which doesn't count, but doesn't matter. You're still fastest. That's got to be really cool for you.
Yeah, that felt good. It's coming back. I am starting to feel better. Like, hip is still a little bit sore, but I do feel like it's coming back together, and... Yeah, I mean, I was fastest the first non-timed, but dudes are still trying to put in
a time.
Yeah. You know, like, no one really sugarcoats that, to be honest. So that was cool, but I was really good in the whoops the first non-timed, like, sending them. Yeah. But once they got real groovy, you couldn't commit that hard, you know?
So when do you, as a racer, when do you go, fuck it, I'm jumping and I'm not blitzing? Or how does that go?
So, yeah, after the first main event, I skimmed every lap. Second main, skimmed the first two, and I says, nah, it's risk versus reward. It wasn't, I had to pick the safer route, and I wasn't, you weren't losing anything.
Yeah.
It was just like more flowy, and you know, it's funny because I was looking at them and I was thinking, think back to like 07, like RC, all those guys, like Carmichael, Stewart, would they have jumped those or would they have skimmed those?
No, they ended up jumping those. The whoops got so hammered, you had to, right?
Right. Yeah, it's just the cups, you know. The cups is what makes it so hard, and the spacing was real weird in them, too. It went kind of close, and then apart.
Bowers just told me the same thing.
Yeah, so it's kind of the same as last week, but, yeah, the spacing was a little bit weird. So.
You know, I walk the track, and I'm walking, and I'm like, oh, this thing's going to get soft and grooved up, and it's going to be that way. And then guys are telling me it's so slippery, it was hard, so I guess I just don't know my dirt conditions.
It was like... had the slick surface, but definitely got rutty and had soft spots. So you were not completely wrong. It is nice dirt. I do like it, but it freaking caught a lot of guys in practice, in the races. You know, like not even just the guys that got hurt. Like I had moments chasing it. Like everyone had moments. So yeah, it was pretty tricky.
Do you notice so you're fastest in the first practice.
Yeah.
There's two more after that. Do you notice more send in the Triple Crown qualifying practices? Or send it by guys because they get in the top 18?
No. Can I just, I think...
Right, yeah.
I think they're top 12 or top 15, you know, they all are kind of the same deal.
Okay.
So,
yeah.
Just another weekend, really, on qualifying.
Well, speed's coming back, man. You'll put it together here shortly, I think. Thanks, Dino.
Thank you very much.
Cool.